From Washington, this is VOA News. The Fed says the interest rate hike depends on economic progress, and BRICS nations discuss a new bank. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says officials might boost the key interest rate sooner than expected if the job market improves faster than currently predicted. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen spoke to the Senate Banking Committee today in Washington, giving a routine assessment of the economy, interest rates, and the housing and job markets. Yellen said the U.S. economy has partly recovered from the recession and will need less and less help from stimulus efforts like ultra-low interest rates and a huge program of asset purchases. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa are expected to unveil alternative organizations to the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund today. The five emerging economies, known as the BRICS, are meeting at a two-day summit in Fortaleza, Brazil. Their World Bank alternative, tentatively named the New Development Bank, will start with $50 billion, $10 billion from each member to fund poverty relief in developing countries. Reuters news agency reports the bank is projected to make its first loan in 2016. The BRICS will also set up a $100 billion fund in contingency reserves as an alternative to the International Monetary Fund. The European Union executive arm will soon have a new chief, Jean-Claude Juncker, who earned the endorsement of European lawmakers. Lisa Bryant reports.
The outcome of the European Parliament vote was overwhelming and no surprise Tuesday in Strasbourg, France. Lawmakers backed Jean-Claude Juncker to be the next president of the European Commission. He takes over the post on November 1st from José Manuel Barroso. Addressing Parliament shortly before the vote, Mr. Juncker vowed he would work with European lawmakers, champion the euro, and meet challenges ahead that range from instability in Ukraine to minimum wage for Europeans. As European Commission President, he'll hold the most powerful EU job, heading a body that deals with European Union laws and international trade agreements and oversees national budgets. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Russian authorities say at least 20 people have been killed and more than 150 injured after a subway derailed in central Moscow. Russian emergency officials said the train braked suddenly and ran off the tracks between two stations during the morning rush hour today. Officials in the capital say it'll take at least 24 hours to deal with the aftermath of the accident. Investigators say they are considering all possible causes for the derailment. Despite attempts to prevent a vote, the Iraqi parliament elected Sunni politician Salem al-Jabouri as its new speaker today. Edward Uranian reports.
The Iraqi parliament broke an impasse Tuesday, electing its new speaker with a majority of 194 votes. In a sign of a political thaw, members of parliament loyal to former Prime Minister Iyad Alawi agreed to attend Tuesday's session and were sworn in after boycotting the two previous sessions. One Shiite member of parliament complained that the vote Tuesday was unconstitutional due to what she claimed were illegal procedures. The vote, however, went ahead without a hitch. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading back to Washington after talks with Iran in Vienna, as Iran's foreign minister calls for nuclear negotiations to continue if a deal with world powers is not achieved by a June 20th deadline. Both diplomats have stressed that a Sunday deadline is still possible. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military will intensify its offensive in Gaza after Hamas militants rejected a ceasefire proposal and continued firing rockets into Israel. The Israeli military held fire for 6 hours after agreeing to the Egyptian ceasefire proposal today, but Israel says it resumed airstrikes after Gaza militants fired about 50 rockets over Israel from Hamas-controlled territories. And Afghan authorities say a suicide blast has killed at least 41 people in eastern Afghanistan. The defense ministry spokesman says a bomber detonated his explosives in a vehicle Tuesday. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.